Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
The Agriculture Ministry says the sector is critical to rural development. Stay with us to find out more and later. Or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Attention all real estate professionals. The Real Estate Board invites you to a public forum on continuing professional development. Join our main presenter, Mrs. Sandra Watson-Garrick, CEO of the Real Estate Board, on Thursday, September 7, 2017, at the Girl Guides Association, 2 Waterloo Road, Kingston 10, starting at 5:30 p.m. Admission is free. The Real Estate Board, working together to create safer, more comfortable living spaces.
Permanent Secretary, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Donovan Stanbury says agriculture is critical to rural development. Mr. Stanbury says with the ongoing rural to urban migration, Jamaica needs a renewed emphasis on rural development. He says economic development with a social focus in communities is a sustainable model.
There is no other sector that can match the agricultural sector in terms of the multiplier effect of investments in agriculture, and it ensures that there is a certain level of buoyancy in the economy.
The permanent secretary was speaking at an appreciation function at the Crooked River Skills Training Center in Clarendon recently. The Crooked River Skills Training Center was rehabilitated with funding from the Japanese Embassy and the European Union under the Agriculture Ministry's Sugar Transformation Program, which contributed $7 million for the procurement of material and equipment for training in barbering, cosmetology, bartending, and apiculture. Over 160 persons in the Worthy Park Sugar Dependent Area have been certified in vocational skills since 2014, and an additional 83 persons are currently enrolled in training with the HeartTrust NTA. 9 persons will benefit from grants totaling $8.7 million to establish businesses in areas such as apiculture, poultry production, beauty salon, and farming. Mr. Stanbury says the ministry is proud to be investing in training and it will make a critical difference in the development of the country. And on our Calling Farmers Notice board this morning, the Jamaica Castor Industry Association will be hosting a general meeting on Tuesday, September 26th at the Jampro Business Auditorium, 18 Trafalgar Road, Kingston 10, starting at 10 a.m. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Yai fi si, a ears fi hear, but mouth must shut. Translation, the eye should see, ear should hear, but the mouth must remain closed. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new, efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbor to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030. Efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, listen and observe, but don't participate in gossip. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.